Hit the radio and stay for that number one blog talk. G shit is all talk. Start up your phone, leave remotes for them car talk. Can't forget them hits that keep your seats bopping with underground music to keep your cheap rocking. We got music, love, and everything real from the G across the nation. Hit against the veil when you're done for the day and you're ready to unwind. Tune in, get it now. That's it.
Y'all, welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass. Y'all know how we do it. Welcome back. Welcome back to everybody. This feel like being gone forever. Well, you know, like I said, it's your boy Cass. Chilling with my man Father Time. Time, what's good?
What's cracking, Doc?
Hey, man.
You know how?
Check this out, man. You know how we start the show, right? You know, I'm always doing something. I'm always doing something when the intro is playing. And, you know, this is the first time that I actually listened to the whole entire intro, word for word. And I think Frankie got off on that motherfucker, man. I've never been able to listen to it word for word. And he put that motherfucker together. I got to give him all the props in the world. He put that bitch together. I mean, it's for the ladies, too. All right, but go ahead, man. I just wanted to put that out there. I think we got the best intro on the planet.
We had that intro for 2 years, and you interrupted our introduction to tell us that.
Yeah. I think it's the best intro on radio.
I agree with you, but shit, goddamn, man. You could have waited till we got through the whole... Yeah, bye. Anna, what's good, baby? So, check this out, y'all. Guys, fresh on my mind, gotta get it. If y'all ain't got it, y'all need to come get it. Unbreakable, you know what I'm saying, part one by yours truly. Y'all need to come get this motherfucker. Ooh, it's on fire. I'm telling y'all, this is just part one. This is part one of it. You know what I'm saying? All right, I've been working on part two. I definitely didn't want to do the show because I've been writing part two today. Well, I've been writing most of it. And I didn't want to stop. That's how I was cooking, baby. Y'all get it. Unbreakable. Y'all get it at Amazon.com. It's going under the app. Bah, 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 bah. Take two. Go on to Amazon.com/Unbreakable/Zachary Scott. You know, yours truly. See? Face on the back. You know what I'm saying? Check it out. Grab it. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to come to me, y'all can hit me in my DM. Hey, send me your address and, hey, cash at me and I'll send you one personally autographed. You know what I mean? So get at your boy, you know what I'm saying? Unbreakable. Stores. You know what I'm saying? Near you. All right, my brother.
I got mine.
Had to get that out. You said what?
I got mine on Kindle.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. Thank you for reminding me that. You can also get it on Kindle too if you you don't want the paperback, get it on Kindle, read it on your phone. Either way, it's going to scorch you. It's going to scorch your motherfucking phone when you read it. You know what I'm saying? And if y'all don't believe me, yay, y'all go down, check out some of the reviews on it. Hey, mwah, boy on fire. Unbreakable. All right.
All right, so you ain't heard the 10-minute diss track. From the game on
I haven't heard it. Now, I heard the one he did years ago when he did, like, G-Unit, but now a 10-minute diss track he did on Eminem?
Specifically on Eminem. 10 minutes. I listened to it. He got a couple of nice little bars on there, but overall, Eminem gonna destroy him, man.
I don't know if I want to listen. I mean, well, you know what? Let me take that back, because he did 300 bars and running, and I ain't going to lie, I played that motherfucker all the way through. And that motherfucker damn near 15 minutes long.
Damn, who is he dissing, G-Unit?
Yeah, he went through each one of them.
Well, I ain't too much of a Game fan, so I don't know too much of his music. Although I do
like
that one he did. I like that diss song he did against XL freshman lineup, where he dissed J. Cole and all of them, and then J. Cole came back and dissed him.
Nah, that one I did there.
You know the song he was talking about. You niggas ain't as good as me, or something like that.
The one with the chainsaw. Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Yeah.
He destroyed. He destroyed. He took the whole little new generation out with that one.
That was a nice song. That was really nice. But this one with Eminem, I mean, Game is good. I can't take none away from him. The dude makes some good music, although I don't listen to all his music. But the songs that I've heard, I actually like them. But he ain't ready for Eminem. I saw that, like, he did that Drinks Champ when he first set all this stuff off, and they told him on that, you don't want to do no verses with Eminem. No.
Well, I don't think he has the catalog to do it. But, I mean, other people beg to differ that he does. I mean, he's made numerous albums and so forth. And, I mean, you know. But
what's his biggest song, though? Think about it. What was his biggest song?
I don't. You know what? I'm not sure if it was the ones he did with 50 or
exactly.
That One Blood. Now hold on, that one blood, that was pretty hot.
Okay, that's
like
one song.
That second album, the Doctor's Advocate, he tore ass on that. I bumped that right now to this day.
But I'm saying though, when you take the masses, his biggest song is that song him and 50 Cent did. I can't remember the name of it. It was huge. But he can't do.
Some people would say that, and some people won't. I mean, you know, I guess, like you said, I guess it all depends how much of a Game fan you are.
But my point is, in the verses, he couldn't use none of those. So 50 ain't gonna come up there and do a song with him against Eminem, even though that's one of his biggest songs.
That's only two songs, though. He got way more than two songs. He only did two songs with 50. It ain't like his whole catalog is riddled with 50. Two songs.
I understand that, but the song that put him on the map was with 50. I cannot remember the name of that damn song for shit in the world.
This is how we do this is how we do. And the other one, Hate It or Love It.
Yeah, Hate It or Love It.
But then he had that song Dreams. Yeah, man, that album, that one where he sitting on them motherfucking Daytons, that motherfucker's a classic album. That motherfucker's a classic.
Yeah, I don't think he really want to mess with Eminem. I mean, I think it's all a ploy in the beginning anyway. To give motherfuckers to buy his album. Eminem might be even on it.
Well, I mean, everybody not scared of the motherfucker, man. You got to realize everybody ain't scared of it. Jadeen, what's happening, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Well, I see you floating on in, trying to sneak in. Sneak through the back door.
What y'all talking about?
Well,
Eminem in
the
game.
Well, I mean, she know who they both are, I'm quite sure. You know who the game is in Eminem, right?
Yeah.
Now, he said that, he said Eminem, Game did a diss track Game did a diss track on Eminem. 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes, strong.
Okay.
So he was trying, he was saying that he don't think Game got enough songs to go against Eminem. But shit, I mean, right now, well, that's in the verses, but right now, they rap battling, now. It starts 0-0.
All right. I mean, what are they battling about? Did something happen?
Well, you know, the Game always said that, you know, he want to see who's better. He said it ain't nothing personal. So, Tama, let me ask you. I mean, was he taking, like, personal jabs at him? I mean, what was he going with it? Josh, what's happening, brother? I need to get at you, too.
He was on it. It was very personal. Very personal. And I think the gang got a problem with the Super Bowl show. He felt he should have been in the Super Bowl show. He don't understand why the white boy got in there and he did.
Well, I mean, he is a part of the Aftermath family.
That may be so, but I'm pretty sure Eminem didn't put the lineup together. Dre put that shit together. If Dre didn't ask him, that's to be between him and Dre.
Well, maybe he just
you know, I'm saying, why single out Eminem as far as the Super Bowl halftime show go? He got nothing. He's just there to perform like everybody else.
Okay,
I mean, you could,
well,
I didn't see him come out saying nothing about Snoop.
Okay, let's look at it like this. All right. If I think that I'm better than you and somebody picks you over me, now, regardless if they picked you over me, I'm gonna show you that I'm better than you. So, yeah, I'm gonna call you out just to prove that I'm better than you. I mean, maybe that's the way he's thinking. Now, my man Jock say, hold on, and I know he been around this music biz for a minute. He say he feels like M told Dre to drop him.
Wow.
I don't see Eminem. I can see 50 saying that.
Well, I mean, you got to think about it. You got to go up the food chain. You got 50 go to M, M go to Dre.
Right, so that would be on 50.
Well, he didn't battle with 50. He didn't battle 50. Him and 50 didn't make hella diss tracks towards each other.
Now that what I'm saying is, if he got beef with anybody, it should be 50 Cent. If that's the way it went, if 50 went to M and then M went to Dre, it all started with 50.
Okay, but I'm saying he's already did his battles with 50. Don't nobody want to see that again. Let's move up the food chain. And that, I did my battles
with. Who you think won that battle? Who you think won that battle?
With,
50 or the Game?
With Game and 50, lyrically, I think Game told his ass up.
That's probably 100 million people would disagree with you on that one, man.
I mean, shit, like I said, all you got to do is listen to 300 Bars and Running. Like I said, that song is long as fuck. That it's one of those songs, if it wasn't shit, you'd be like, all right, I'm tired of this goddamn song. You would listen to that song all the way through because he goes harder and harder and harder. That's my opinion.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
me
I think the Game is a decent rapper, but I don't think he can fuck with it. I don't think he can fuck with Eminem. Not that battle shit. That dude came up battling. That was his forte. I don't think Game can just come off the dome in a battle against Eminem. I just don't think so.
But, I mean, well, I guess he's trying to see. I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I think it's good for hip-hop.
I mean, if you want to get massacred, that man fucking right in your ear.
Apparently, he don't think he is.
I saw an interview with him, and he made a statement, and I agree with it wholeheartedly. If you don't think you're the best, you shouldn't be in it. I agree with
him. Damn right.
He's supposed to think he's better than everybody else. He's supposed
to
think
that. So what better way to test yourself than go against one of the best?
But if you know, you know in your heart, I ain't better than
I don't know shit until you
I
beat
talk
me.
That shit. I talk that shit, but this motherfucker going to destroy me, but let me make as much money off of it as I can.
I mean, that's just like a fight. I mean, you talking shit, then when the motherfucker say, all right, man, I want to fight you. You going to say, well, I ain't going to fight him.
I mean, I use your fight analogy. If I had a match coming up with Floyd Mayweather, I'd be talking mad shit. I know I can't whoop Floyd Mayweather ass. I know this.
But just,
I'm gonna talk
already.
That shit to try to sell those tickets.
No. See, you lost already. I'm never going into a fight thinking I'm gonna lose. You gonna have to beat me.
I'm saying, like, right now, motherfucker, I ain't got no training, no shit like that. But if it's a celebrity match, yeah, okay.
Well,
let's
see,
do
that's
it.
The
I'm going to talk
okay,
mad
see,
shit, but
difference.
I know I can't whoop this motherfucker ass.
That's the difference. It's not like he's not no well-known rapper. He's a rapper. He rapped. He been out just as long as him and maybe just as many CDs. So, what's the hell? I guess if you want to use the boxing analogy, he been in training just as long as Eminem.
Well, I guess we can agree to disagree because Eminem would destroy in a versus. He wouldn't stand a chance in a versus.
Okay. I don't think you understand what I'm saying. Maybe Eminem do got more hits. And maybe in a versus, yeah, Eminem would be able to play more hits than him. But it ain't about – they not doing no versus right now. This nigga didn't call him out. It's like 0-0. He called him out. The battle starts now. This is round one. Ain't no versus. This is round one. And now he came out and he threw first blow. So now only time will tell if M gonna tear his ass up again.
I don't think he's gonna respond. I don't think he need to. He don't need to respond to the game.
Then a lot of people going to say he's a hoe.
Maybe so, but Game said he wants a versus against Eminem.
Okay,
and I'm talking about
I
as far as a versus go, he wouldn't stand a chance because Eminem ain't even got to play his hit. He can just kill him off a freestyle.
That ain't how versus. Okay. All right, man.
Come on. Everybody knows Jada Kiss did some freestyling that versus against the Locks and Dipset.
Okay.
He freestyled
now, a lot of that shit came off they mixtapes. Okay, my man Jock say they both got 20 songs. It'll be a good battle. I think it would. Shit. I don't think I don't think he's going to massacre. I just don't.
It'd be worse than, like I said, it'd be worse than Dipset and the Lox. That was a massacre.
I guess in time, we'll see what he's going to do. Nah. Switch the gears a little bit. I heard a situation. Now, I don't know it. The whole which we call Janine. You still here with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
right. Nick Cannon. You was letting me know something about that.
What's going on with Nick Cannon?
Well, it was just a story I seen. I don't know how true it is, but it was basically them saying somebody asked him a question about Mariah Carey, like would he ever, if she gave him the chance, would he ever get back with her and stuff like that. He was like, yeah, she always going to be my love. If he had an opportunity to get back with her, he would. But, he expected that she moved on. But the very next day, they show him proposing to one of his baby mamas, his girlfriend. So then everybody was saying, how true are your feelings if one day you were just talking about getting back with your ex-wife and then the next day you proposing to somebody else?
Yeah, hold on now. She moved on. So what's the purpose of him waiting around for something that ain't going to never come back?
Nobody is saying that he should wait for her. What they're saying is, how true are his feelings for the person that he's proposing to if he's still saying he's in love with his ex-wife and that he would give her a chance if he had the opportunity to do so? What does that say about who he proposing to is the question.
Me personally, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I mean, the woman that he's proposing to, he can love her just as much as he love Mariah Carey. He know he ain't never getting back with her. So why stop your happiness? I mean, why should he be miserable?
Nobody's saying he can't. I understand.
Just because he proposed to another woman does not mean he don't love that woman enough to marry her, even though he still got feelings for his ex-wife.
He should have kept them feelings to himself about his ex-wife, because that's disrespectful to basically say you still in love with somebody else, but then you come the very next day and ask me to marry you. That's going to make me feel like...
Hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, it's Nicole.
Hey, Nicole, what's going on?
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Glad you decided to spend your birthday with us. We appreciate that.
Right.
You should remind me of the way these mean streets is. You might as well go and stay in the house if you want to live.
I can't disagree with that one. But
right.
Now, let me get back to something real quick. Let me ask let me ask Tama something. Now, Tama, you're finna get married. You're about to get married. Now, the person that you're getting married to, I just say we had a barbecue. We had a barbecue, and she like, you know, I'ma always love my ex. And if my ex ever say that we can get back together, yeah, I'm going to take that chance to get back with her. You still going to pop that question?
No, but what I'm saying is, according to what Janine said, I'm going off of what Janine said. Janine,
okay.
Now you also said in the same interview that he said, I know she moved on. He said that in the same interview, right?
Okay.
All right.
So
yeah.
Once again, Why should he stop his happiness? He know that they not getting back together, even though he still, it's a whole bunch of people out here still love their ex.
My thing is, even though she moved on today, within the next year, she might be divorced from that man. And then what happens if she do decide that she want him back? Is he gonna, am I supposed to, as the new person that he just proposed to, just feel like, okay, well, you know, like, he not gonna go back to Mariah after he already said he would? Am I supposed to take that chance to marry somebody that I know is in love with somebody else?
I hear you. I hear you. Now, I think him proposing the very next day, that's a bad look. Could have waited a couple months. I do agree with that. But I don't think he should. I don't think he should stop himself from falling in love with whoever he's gonna fall in love because he still loves her.
I'm trying to figure out how you getting that, because that ain't what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that he went on TV and he told the entire world that if Mariah gives him another chance, he's going back home. Now the next day, that she heard this interview, he marry me.
But he also said, I know she moved on. That's basically what saying, I know I ain't got a chance.
What does it matter?
I mean, you keep saying that.
He realizes that
she
there's no chance.
Just say, okay, I'm coming back next week, next month, next year. She popped back up at his doorstep. Now, the other wife, the new wife, is sitting there on pins and needles wondering, what if this bitch ever come back?
Right, I'm not going to do all of it. No, thank you.
All right.
Well, then the new wife still has the option of saying, no, I ain't marrying you. Y'all forget about that part. She could still say no.
Yeah, I wouldn't fool with him. They should. I don't know
better
than he is, but he's an English.
If she believes in the heart that this man still loves this woman, she can always say, no, I'm not marrying you. That is still an option on the table.
They say somebody needs to take the bottle away from you because you ain't paying attention.
Hell, I'm drinking and I'm paying attention. Shit.
Right.
Y'all forget about the other woman.
Saying.
She can say no.
Oh,
I'm not marrying you.
But I'm just saying, how upset. Dude, you didn't took the whole question left. Now, Janine, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but I'm just gonna say that I think what you said. Just tell me, am I correct? You're saying that for you to be the other woman, and you hear that, that's an insult and a slap in the face and a sign of disrespect to you.
Correct. I'm looking at it from the other woman's perspective, the woman he proposed to, not Mariah, not Nick Cannon, the woman he proposed to. If you come to me and propose to me the day after you just got on national television and said you were still in love with your ex-wife, yeah, I probably won't say yeah. But it's just why would you think you have the audacity to ask me to marry you after you just specifically said that you in love with somebody else?
Me personally, I think the fight broke out that night when she saw that interview, and that's when he was like, "Well, fuck it, you marry me."
Yeah, he
I don't
tell.
Know how
I
that went.
He can't curse.
I mean, I'm just saying because.
Hey, I just got a text. Are we streaming?
Sure. It says on there.
Okay. Well, like I said, it was in bad taste for him to propose the very next day. But that woman still can always say, no, I'm not marrying you.
Am I the only one hearing static? Okay, just that.
All right, we good, man. We good.
Oh, okay. Nicole, did you say something?
No, it was some static for a minute, but it stopped.
I'm just trying to understand, like, the whole concept of what you were saying, bro, because that right there was just crazy.
All I'm saying is, if she really feel, I mean, I'm pretty sure she heard the interview, and she feel that he still loves his ex-wife, then she should say no. Don't marry him. But is she going to do that? Probably not. She probably going to marry him anyway.
But before that, you were saying you don't see a problem with him saying what he said.
I don't. It's a whole bunch of motherfuckers out here that still love their ex-husband or their ex-wife.
If you don't go on air and voice it,
they can still be with
you. If she voiced that to everybody around you, so your mama hear this. Your mama hear her say, if Frank come take me back, I'm going back.
Yeah, but at the same time, I know this going in. I know she's still in love with her ex-wife, man. She's still in love with her ex-husband. She'll take him back. And I still propose. That's on me. And she said, yeah, that's on me. I know going in, it's a chance that she actually might leave me for this motherfucker. But I know that going in. So if it happened, I can't be mad at nobody but myself. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm going to find a bunch of best with women. That's it.
You say what, Nicole?
What'd you say?
All he's going to find is a bunch of desperate women wanting to have him babies, like that's what he's been finding.
Well, I mean,
that
God
motherfucker
damn.
Fertile as hell. He fertile.
If he was an average motherfucker, he wouldn't have got away with that statement. But considering that he got all them M's behind his name, he'd probably get him. She'd probably like, you know what, I'm overlooked at. All I need is two nights with this motherfucker. He's going to pump a baby in me. So I'm going to be set for life once he pumps his baby in me.
Exactly.
And money ain't everything. You can set yourself.
Or is this one of his baby mamas already?
She's set for life. She is not going to say no.
Is this one of his baby mamas already?
That's what Janine said.
Oh, well, yes.
I believe so, yeah.
I would say she already set for life, and then she didn't, and she, well, I don't know about the half thing.
But just because you set for life ain't a good look. Think about that girl that got pregnant by a basketball player. Was it the football player just for the money? You see how bad that looks?
You see how rich she is?
It doesn't matter. As a person, you seem very low as a woman, as a parent, as a human being to do that.
But I totally agree.
What are you teaching your child?
I mean, shit. She hit a jackpot. That's all I can say. I mean, if we talking about the same basketball player, he was the fool. I can't think of his name. Lord knows I can't
think
of his name.
I know you're talking about
the one that
the
chick
was
older than him.
The Britney
chick,
right?
Yeah, but you reap what you sow. You see what I'm saying? She'll fuck around, end up dying, and that fucking baby end up going to her, going to him.
Yeah,
wow,
that's kind of
money.
That could happen,
but
as of right now, she walked away with a big ass chunk of his money.
Yeah, she still got it. She's getting it now still.
Get it?
But if this is the same girl, we talking about your Britney girl, right? The one that everybody says she used the basketball player to come up and all that shit, the Instagram model
chick.
But he
turned around and got another instant model pregnant. So that's on him. He did the exact same thing.
She took him for all that money.
And he turned around and got another Instagram model pregnant. Bruh, don't you learn.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. He's a dumb motherfucker. That's the dumbest motherfucker I've never seen.
But what I'm saying is everybody always blaming the woman. This
You can't blame the woman for that.
I know,
you can't blame her. Nigga, you did that.
Well, what I'm saying is
she just made a come up.
She just used him to get pregnant. But he just did the same thing with another Instagram model. So maybe he liked that type of shit.
Right, maybe that's how he want to spend his money.
Exactly. Dumb motherfucker.
All I know is it could be me. They can have it.
He ain't good as LeBron, so he ain't going to be making no $500 million contracts. Got to make that money last, bro.
I mean,
he turned around and got another Instagram model pregnant. Who does that? After this woman just took you for all that money.
And that's what he wanted to do, fuck it. I was watching The Chi, and I want to ask the lady something. I guess the situation was the one guy, Emmett, he was with the one dark-skinned chick. I can't think of her name, but him and her, they, like, the very first season, they were together. Then they broke up, then he went with another chick, and the other chick he got cool with, well, the dark-skinned chick and his girlfriend got cool, but in the midst, he married the girl, but in the midst of him marrying the girl wanted to have an open relationship. She wanted to have an open relationship. She met a new dude, so she was like, I don't even want to be with you no more. She don't want to be with him no more.
Was he cheating on her first?
I can't remember. From what I can recall, they were cheating on each other.
Yeah, so I think that's why she made it open, because instead of her leaving, she was going to make it open, so she was going to be doing the same thing.
He was cheating first, so she made it an open relationship, and she said she met somebody, and she's like, I don't want to be with you no more. I want to be with him. Okay.
Iman's
like, don't leave. You say what?
No, I'm just saying the dude that she was with, that's Iman Shepard, used to play for Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. So now, you know, old girl came back into the picture, and her and Emmett gets back together, and now she's upset. She's upset with him. She's upset with the girl, but the girl like, look, this just happened. We didn't do it behind your back. We coming to you, you know. I'm trying to see. I can't think of the dark-skinned one with the girl's name. But was the girl wrong for going back with the guy?
Who is the girl? His baby mama?
No,
the one that got kidnapped. She was
Y'all talking like we watched the show. We don't watch the show. Y'all lost me.
Okay, hold on. Now, listen. I'm trying to break it down for you. You got two girls. You got two females, right?
Right.
Dude used to fuck around with one of the females first. Like, okay, let's just say, all right, I'm just for the sake of argument, we're going to use you and Nicole. All right.
Okay.
Me, you, and Nicole. All right. Me and Nicole used to fuck around. We used to fuck around, you know, off and on, this, that, and other. Well, me and Nicole didn't work out. Me and you get together. I cheat on you. We get married. I tell you, I cheated and this, that. So you like, you know what? Since you cheated, fuck it. We're just going to have an open relationship. We're going to do what the fuck we want to. I'm saying I don't want an open relationship. I want to be with you. I'm sorry. I'm trying to make amends. You like, fuck you. You did it. It's too late. This is what it's going to be. Either take it or leave it. So I say, all right, I'm going to take it.
Okay.
I'm going to deal with it. I'm steady like, man, I can't. I come to the conclusion that I really can't deal with it. but it's hurting me.
Okay.
And you like, you know what? I don't even want to. I'm telling you, look, I don't want to do the relationship no more. You like, well, fuck it. I want to do it, and we're going to keep doing it. Matter of fact, I don't even want to be with you no more. I done met somebody.
Right.
All right, you done follow me so far?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, you leave, you go with dude, you and dude get together. There's that and other. You tell me, look, I'm with him. You got to accept it. There's that and other. That's it. I don't give a fuck if you upset or whatever. You got to accept that I'm with him now. Okay. Nah. Throughout it all, me and Nicole still remain friends. Me and Nicole always, I mean, we remain friends throughout all our bullshit. We always remain friends. And you was fooled that. You knew that we were friends. You knew that me. Matter of fact, you and Nicole became friends.
Okay.
Hold on. We talking about the girl, the dark-skinned girl that had the baby?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? She should have stayed with that dude she worked with. I liked him.
Well, she didn't.
Nah, all right,
so now, you know, Nicole, she's not on my side. She's not on your side. She's just like, all right, it didn't work. So now me and Nicole start spending time around each other again.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing leads to another, and we rekindle.
Okay.
Now, Nicole tells me, Cass, you need to go to Janine and let her know that we're together now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I come to you, Janine. You know, me and Nicole didn't get back together. Well, me and Nicole, we together. We're a couple now. But I wanted to come tell you so you wouldn't hear it in the streets first or nothing like that, or like we did something behind your back. And this didn't happen until me and you got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an issue with that, or are you good with it?
No, if I done moved on, I don't have no issue.
Mm-hmm. It was respectfully done, at least, and you waited until after we got divorced.
Right. I should have no issue with that. Mm-mm.
So y'all feel like old girl who moved on, because she's trying to make it hell for him. She like, fuck you, this, that, and other. And her dude is steady saying, what the fuck you care for? Me and you together.
Right. That's what I'll be like. Why would you care?
What's wrong with them?
Because she want him back.
I mean, now, back in my mind, whether I became friends with her or not, I ain't never going to feel like it ain't never an opportunity where y'all couldn't have got back together anyway. So... I, you know, once you've been with somebody, I don't believe in being friends.
I just feel like
there's always that opportunity to rekindle. Something could happen.
So, I mean, you would have never became friends with Nicole.
I wouldn't have become friends with her, but I would have always knew that it was a possibility. That would have never, like, oh, my God. That wouldn't have took me off guard to be like, oh, I can't believe that happened. No.
Would you still be friends
with her? Right. They really shouldn't have been talking. They really shouldn't have been talking. But, you know, hey. People do what they do, so.
Wait a minute, hold on.
I mean, a matter of respect, I can see you speaking on the streets, you know, but as far as you calling somebody and
performing, y'all friends.
Y'all kind of lost me on that. Who shouldn't have been talking?
Him and Nicole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Because you got to think about
it. The dude
and
Nicole should have never been talking after they broke up, whether they were still friends or cordial with one another. If you didn't get married to somebody else, why are you still talking to her for?
You kept Nicole around. You and Nicole
well,
the one that came the best.
Of course. But my thing is, yeah, I probably did become friends because he was still talking to her. So I might as well, if you're not going to stop talking to her.
Right. So what I'm saying is like, listen to what I'm saying. Once that they got once they got married and all that, I'm just saying, once we got married, you and Nicole forged the friendship. I mean, with me and Nicole was still cool. I mean, when I say we was cool, it was like, she'll come over, we still kick it. I own a restaurant. She'd come to the restaurant, we still cool, we still talk. I mean, but it wasn't like, okay, I'm going over her house every day or I'm chilling with her every day. You was with her more than I was.
But at the same time, I remember that dark-skinned girl coming through at their house, hollering, and he was still trying to holler at her while he was with his wife.
I don't remember that one.
He wasn't trying to holler at her.
They paid for the lesbian
couple. They were just playing.
No, I'm not being funny. I don't remember him ever trying to holler at her. Once
he did.
They were together, and a lesbian couple got married. The dark-skinned girl's mother and her helped do the food. And now the Emmett helped do the food, so she came over to pay him for it. But the baby mama was there in the other room, and he was trying to get up on that. I remember that.
I'm going to have to go back and look at
like
that.
Like I said, if they were already together before, like I said, that's just as simple as the mother-in-law, you know, ex-mother-in-law gets sick, and now everybody wants to go to hospital. No, that's too much. Nope. Go stay where you at.
Huh?
Well, let me say this. I watched the show. And I think, me personally, I agree with why she's mad. Because they considered themselves best friends.
Hmm.
They considered themselves best friends because the dark-skinned chick even said it. She's my best friend.
I can't. No, you got to talk up something. I can't hear you.
What I'm saying is I understand why she's mad because if that's your best friend, how's your best friend talking fucking your ex-husband? That's kind of bogus.
Well, that don't make sense because she had him first. So my thing
is,
they both wrong. I mean, at the end of the day, it don't make no sense, the whole situation. Don't make no sense. Because she had him first.
You know what? Honestly, Janine, me and you disagree a lot when it comes to this male and female thing, but I agree with you on that one. She had him first. What the fuck?
So whether she became friends, you took the chance on becoming friends with somebody who fucked your husband, who was in a relationship and was in love with your husband previously to you. So you took that chance. You took that chance knowing that there is always a possibility that they could get back together. Because, hell, especially if you still got her around, you still got her coming over. And my thing is, if he was still cool with her or cordial with her, whatever the situation was, I don't know. My thing is, if he's going to have her around, hell, why not be friends? You know, at least you would know what's going on so you won't be being left out.
The only way we friends like that is we all fucking.
That
ain't gonna work.
Right.
And you still got to go home, and it's preferably that you already with somebody else. Fuck that. Nope.
Well, I'm just saying, okay. I understand why she's mad at the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
Because I think
any
of us on this show right now would be mad at that situation. All of us would still be mad at that situation.
Now you can't put yourself in a situation to get
mad. Let me ask you this, dog. Let's just say you the boyfriend. you the boyfriend that and she mad and pissed off and all this shit. How you feeling?
I'm feeling like him. I'm feeling some type of way. I mean, we together now, so why you worried about what she doing? I'm feeling just like dude feeling in the show. Why is that your business who dude with now? It shouldn't really matter because you with me. But at the same time, I understand why she's mad at the whole situation. And I think she was dog-ass dirty to go to his crib. Try to sleep with him to prove a point. She was dog-ass dirty for that.
Okay, that was going to be my next point. I was going to bring that up, bro.
Hell, he slept with her friend.
Dirty for that.
Everybody sleep with each other's friends.
Okay, now. No,
that's
you,
not
okay,
true.
Hold on. Y'all want to prove a point. Okay, now, Janine, you want to prove a point. You and Nicole have a conversation. And you say, well, you say, Kaz ain't never been shit. He ain't going to be shit. And Nicole tell you, well, you know, he's changed. He's not the same person he used to be.
Okay.
So now you take it upon yourself to go, you come over to my house. You know that she's not home. You know that she's gone for the night. She won't be back in the morning. So you come over to my house. Nothing on but lingerie,
okay.
and you try to fuck me,
mm-hmm.
And I tell you no.
Okay.
And I tell you to leave. I mean,
okay.
Are you upset, or I mean, how would you take it?
No, I'm not upset because my plan didn't work. I would, you know, and I mean, I know it's a scenario.
I know you wouldn't do that as a person. I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking, I mean, this is what she did to try to prove. She wanted to prove to her, to the other girl, that he ain't changed. But
right,
then when he kicked her out, but now she got to go home to her dude and try to explain that she just tried to sleep with her ex to prove a point.
Well, why would she kick out him at?
Huh?
Why would she tell her dude that?
Well, I don't know. We'll find that out next episode.
Because I can guarantee you that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I'm with Janine on that one, man. It didn't look like she was about to tell him that.
No, well, you didn't look at the preview to next week's episode. He asked her. He's like, so, what happened? He didn't sleep with you, or he said no, or you said no. He asked her. And, well, of course, they didn't.
All right.
Yeah,
you're right.
I
didn't see the preview.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how he found out, but that's the preview they showed. So what I'm saying is, evidently,
he
knows. Huh?
He either followed her or something, because I bet you, I guarantee you, she didn't tell him.
No, he didn't follow her because when she came home, now, you know what I'm thinking now? What I'm thinking is that, because now what happened is, oh boy, after she left, he went to his daddy's house. He went to his daddy's house and he told his daddy what happened. And the daddy was like,
so somebody called her boyfriend and told him.
That's what I'm thinking. Now that we're talking about it, yeah, that's probably what happened. We'll know next week, but yeah.
You know what? You know what?
The boyfriend.
I'm thinking
the dad.
The one
that was
saying
and his brother. The dad told him, you need to tell your girl that your ex-wife tried to come sleep with you.
Yeah.
So now I don't know if the girl got mad and said, well, like I said, mm-hmm. We'll know next week.
I'm thinking he found out when he saw what she was wearing. Because she had on lingerie. Because remember that, she still got her coat on in the house while she's sitting down.
Yeah, but if you look at the previews, it's like the next day because now she got a bandana on her head and a T-shirt on. And they're not seeing
it. I didn't see the previews. I didn't think. I want to know how you found out myself.
Well, just go tune in and watch.
All this drama, they could have just all three been together all this time. They doing all that.
No, that ain't going to happen because Emmett ain't down with that. Emmett don't want that.
Oh, he don't even like threesome?
Well, he ain't down with no man.
I ain't going to say he don't like threesomes. I just think I don't. If anything, old girl probably wasn't down with it.
I think they went to the swingers party.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. Hold on. Bag up. Anna just reminded me. I'm sorry, Nicole. Anna just reminded me that it was a situation where Emmett and Keisha was finna they was having sex on the table, and Tiff walked in because she still had a key to his apartment. So she caught them having sex on the table. Now, me personally, them locks would have been changed. You wouldn't have had no motherfucking key. When you walked out and went with dude, you'd have never had access to my house again.
Yeah, she sure did walk in on him.
So, I mean, shit.
But she already knew
that
they were messing around anyway.
Huh?
Yeah, but he had already told her that they was messing around before
right.
she walked in on
like
them at the restaurant.
Pretty much. You asked for that. Would you use the key?
I wouldn't have used the key. I wouldn't have came back. None of that.
I mean, she was coming to get her son.
No. Oh. But I wouldn't have used the key. I don't live there no more, so why you use the key?
I'd have took that.
Right. She shouldn't have never had... When she walked out that door, leave the key there.
See, they was making all kind of wrong decisions.
Right. No.
I never thought they made a good couple anyway.
Bruh, I didn't either. But now one thing, I know a lot, I guess nobody watched the show this past week but me, but I was curious that it's supposed to have been Valentine's Day. And for some reason, they dressed all the men in pink. All the men had on pink.
I didn't notice that.
On this episode.
I did not notice that.
Some men look good in pink.
You know what? Maybe they do. But it was just a one.
But why did all of them have on pink?
Right. Every man in the show had on pink.
Was it breast cancer awareness?
No.
Right.
No. It was Valentine's
Day. I got a question.
It was Valentine's Day. And that was the episode. The episode was based around Valentine's Day. Every man in the show had on pink.
Seems like all the women would have had on pink.
Exactly.
Sounds like they're pushing the agenda again. You see what kind of show it is.
I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to say it because, people be on my trail about shit. But, yeah, I really think, they're really okay, we're going to push this. I mean,
everywhere.
Every man in the show, every man, even the little kids, the young boys, the teenagers, every man in the show had on pink.
I'm about to go watch it over, man, because I did not pick up on that. I completely missed that. You're talking about at the very, very beginning when everybody was doing their shopping, right?
Every man had on pink. Even the extras. Everybody, every man had on pink.
Not the extras.
Everybody, every man on the show had on pink. Now, as ladies, I'm gonna ask y'all. Am I looking too far into that? Or
no?
I mean,
because I could see if it was a few of them, but why all?
I mean, Valentine's Day. I mean, I figure most.
No.
Okay. Hold on. I got somebody telling me. Keisha saying yes. I'm looking too far into that. Okay, but so why did every man have on pink?
No, I'm being the devil. Don't make no sense. Even though some men do look good in pink, if it's pink, purple, that's fine. But why all of them? And then they could have had on red.
I get that's my question. It was Valentine's Day. Most men would put on red on Valentine's Day and let their woman put on the pink. Why all the men have to wear pink?
I don't care what day it is. I ain't wearing no pink. I don't wear pink.
But like I said, you know, it might have been, you know, look at cancer awareness. Everybody wear pink.
No,
you know, the
I'm
football players
you.
Do it. Put pink socks.
I understand. I understand cancer, and that's October. I understand
but that.
I trust me. I understand that. But this was. I'm telling you, this was the theme was set on Valentine's Day. It was Valentine's Day. Motherfuckers was buying Valentine's Day cards and candy and Valentine's Day presents, and every man had on pink. It wasn't like you know, it's a clique. All right, today, dog, we gonna wear pink and go to this club. No, they dressed every man in pink.
Okay, but let me ask y'all this. Well, let me ask you this, man, since you watched the show. Okay, you know Trig, right?
Yeah.
Now, I had an argument with somebody. And you know the reporter lady that he sleeping with now?
Yeah.
Is that a trans?
I don't think it's supposed to be.
That's what I trans, man. I'm up here arguing like I'm, I mean, we Googling to see if this person is actually a trans person on the show. I'm like, that's a real woman.
Oh, you asked
you know,
like,
really
transgender? You asked me, is her character transgender or is she really a transgender?
Yeah, I'm saying is the character a transgender?
I don't. They never said it that she is, but I actually wondered that my damn self.
I don't think
so.
All right, everybody out there in Facebook land, please leave a message if y'all think the reporter woman is a trans. I don't think so.
I think it is.
Like
I think it's a transgender woman.
You think it's supposed to be a transgender woman?
Yeah, I think it's a transgender woman.
I don't know, man. They ain't
never wait a minute. Hold on. Leticia says she's a trans.
In the show. I'm asking you, is she supposed to be a transgender in the show? Is that her
Anna thing? Said that she's a trans also.
How are y'all picking that up? They never said that.
No,
that has never
her.
Been introduced.
Look at her.
I guess I ain't good at spotting trans because it looked like a woman to me.
Okay, now
I looked
says,
at the Adam's apple.
The,
she didn't have an Adam's apple.
Listen, bro. Listen, homie. Listen. They're
telling you.
Go back to the conversation they had when they first met. So
okay.
Apparently it is a trend. I mean, I don't remember. I mean, looking at her, you can tell. I mean, she looks like a transgender. And I'm not trying to say that to be fair. Okay, I know what you're saying, but it looks like a man.
Anyway. Ain't no answers on Google,
no,
so I think I'll
anyway,
everybody
you
else.
Question.
Yeah,
I'm
said
not following
ain't no
up.
Answers on Google, so I figure I'll ask everybody else. Because I Googled it. There ain't nothing on Google about that particular character. And I don't remember them saying that that's a trans in the actual show, which is why I asked the question. Does everybody think
okay.
that's a trans?
Keisha said that
like you're trans.
Keisha said that she told him to advocate for the trans. She thought he gave up on the trans after the other girl left him.
He ain't gonna give up. You can't quit that. You always gonna like it.
You know what? That's what Malik Yoba said.
Right. This is like
said,
saying
you ain't gonna like
cat no more.
Okay, Anna, we know we're not talking about the previous girlfriend. We're talking about the one, the reporter. See, I need some of y'all to call in. Keisha, I need you to call in. Anna, I need you to call in. I need y'all to call in. They go to number. Look, they go to the number right here. I need y'all to call in because I don't know. Like I said, I'm watching the show and I'm like, that looks like a transgender. But I'm like, okay. Because, see, I think I asked the question last week or week before. And I was saying that, you know, I was asking the question about how can a woman, because I'm with you, dog. I didn't hear nothing in the show that stated that she was a transgender. Me personally, I just said she looked like one, you know, and I hope that's not an insult to anybody. She looks like a transgender. But I was like, I'd ask the question, like, can, you know, and I think Nicole, if I'm mistaken, I think you was on the show also when I was saying that, you know, can a woman deal with a man that's been dealing with a transgender previously? Can he go to a straight woman and she wouldn't have a problem with that?
Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might mess with him, but you can't keep on messing with him. Because the only difference is they're telling you that that's what they're doing. There's a lot of people that don't tell you that that's what they're doing, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Okay. Keisha say, I don't think she said it at first, but you have to pay attention to the stuff that she says. You know, cause, and the thing about it is that she's real adamant about, like, you're going to let everybody know about me. You're going to let everybody know about me.
Yes, he does do that.
Even though she knows the situation, she knows that he's trying to run for mayor, city council and all that stuff. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'll say, you got to look at who wrote the show. And I'm not saying that as an insult because I don't want to be, he's against them. Nah, I'm just saying the way they write the show, you know, I think we all perceive shit differently. I mean, personally, I think dressing in every man in the show in pink, a little much for me.
what if you think it would be?
Oh, shit.
What's the cream of the trail? The show.
Yo, Simon, where you go?
I'm right here. I'm somebody showing me something about that she's a woman playing a transgender role.
Right,
but
come
she's
on,
a
talk
real
about
woman.
It, man. You brought it up. Can't get quiet.
I'm trying to read about it at the same time, man. I want to make sure I get my facts right before I bring it up.
Man,
she's a real
me.
Woman playing a transgender role. But I knew this. That's not no man, because she don't have an Adam's apple. That's the first thing I think.
Man, you really think every motherfucker got an Adam's apple?
Every
right,
man
they get
got
all
one.
That shit removed.
But you can get
man,
shit removed.
Shit. You think that shit can't get I don't know if it's removed or whatever the fuck they do, cosmetic surgery. You got motherfuckers out
no,
of
you,
you know
what I'm saying? You can't have an Adam's apple, man. You can't
nah,
have the Adam's apple. I don't give
a
fuck what
you
do. You
gonna fuck around and run into a dick. That's what's gonna happen. Because if you keep thinking that Adam's apple is the only thing that's gonna tell you that, you're gonna run into a dick.
Put money on my books. Put money on my books.
They got whole vaginas and everything. Breasts, everything. Then did the hips, arms, back, knees.
I bet you they not going to do her like they do been doing the old boy from Peace Valley.
What you mean?
Who? How, you know, they keep saying he gay for real and all this and fucking with
which
him and
one?
Shit because he playing a gay role. The dude from Peace Valley.
Now, I can't no straight man.
No. I just read on Lil Murda.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Murda is a straight man with a wife. He's just playing a gay character.
That don't care. Tyler Perry's supposed to be straight with a wife. You ain't going to lay up kissing, hugging, humping on no man, and you supposed to be straight. Get out of here. Get out. Yeah, you humping on a man. His wife probably knows, but there's no way. No way.
But that's just good acting.
No, I don't
that's
get that. Act my, no, you couldn't pay
so
a straight
you don't
man
think a,
enough.
You don't think a straight man can play a gay guy? You think every gay guy that
no,
you think, so you think
no,
every gay character
because you're
on
gay
TV is actually gay?
Because you're gay. But I wouldn't expect you to understand. But it's okay. But they're gay. It's nice. It's okay.
He's a straight man just playing a gay part.
You know,
every
what
person
I'm
on
not
TV
really
that's
care,
gay
but
is
I'm
not gay in real life.
No. Yeah, it's just like Tank when he said it, you can suck it twice and not be gay. Come on now. It's ridiculous.
I ain't never been that far in my life.
I don't agree with that one.
So Zach, could you pretend? Could you get paid for that? And be a straight man? Kissing, rubbing, humping. Now I'm asking you. Could you do it?
No.
But
no,
see, he claiming he ain't doing all that. He say he got a double.
Exactly.
He got a stand-in that does that part for him. That's what
man,
he's saying.
No, I wouldn't
that's
even
what he's saying.
You're right. He did say that. Mm-hmm. But now I'm on this last episode.
Who cares what he say?
Where him and Big Guy was kissing the way they was. Uncle Clifford. The way they was kissing.
Mm-hmm.
Come
on now.
But if it was a stand-in, it wasn't actually him doing the kiss.
Well, they, man, the motherfucking camera work on that motherfucker is excellent. That's some great fucking camera work.
No, man, if you go back and look at the scene, dog, they really never show Lil Murda's face, man.
But you're supposed
never,
to be a
I mean,
man
and
have sex with
Christmas.
Another man. It's the whole point that you're supposed to be having relations with a whole
just
other man.
Just, you know what? And I want to address something. I want to address something right now. Like, I've seen a lot of people say, oh, I've seen a lot of men. If you never watch that show, you a motherfucking fag. You this, you that. My thing is, if you watch the show and all you focus on is Uncle Clifford and Lil Murda, and you can't look past them and see all them ass and titties, Maybe something wrong with you.
No, but you know what? I didn't get caught up on the Shy, but I got caught up on some of P-Valley. After, now, the beginning stuff wasn't as bad, but towards the middle and the end, I seen a lot of guys say I stopped watching. And as a dude, I probably would have,
you
know
what?
That's too much.
I'm going to tell you.
That's too much.
That shit, I will fast forward right through it. That I want to see them bitches climb on that pole.
Right, and the suspect dudes is the one that's watching straight through it. You didn't push fast forward to the titties or to the breast? Come on now. But I mean, do you? Whatever
hey,
you
man,
watch,
I ain't gay.
It's a show.
I am not gay.
Hey,
I watched the whole
be.
Show.
Look, you don't. Hey, well, hey,
just
tomatoes,
because I watched
tomatoes,
the whole
I mean,
show,
I couldn't
and didn't
do it
fast forward. That don't make me gay.
I don't want to see another dude slide up in another dude. He said, fill me up. I'm going to watch that.
That's TV.
No. All right. Okay. Whatever you say.
All I'm saying is that motherfucker that sit there and just like, all right, you know. And then the fucked up part, like what makes me laugh about it is that every motherfucker out here know who Uncle Clifford is. Every motherfucker got some say, oh, that motherfucker did that. Well, how'd you know he did it? Apparently, you watched the show, too.
Well, I'll admit, I watched the show, then I stopped watching the show, then I said, fuck it, I'm going to watch it again. I went back, I watched the last episode.
And I'm gonna be God.
I mean, it's a pretty good show.
Uncle
it's
Clifford
a pretty
is
good
funny
show.
As fuck to me. That's a funny as... Now... It's so funny to me that this big ass dude, that's not no little dude. That's a big ass dude. Lil Murray ain't all that big. Lil Murray looks like he probably about what, $150, soaking wet, boots on. And this big motherfucker be hanging all on that motherfucker boy. It's just funny as fuck to me.
He was laying on him like I lay on dudes. I was like, wait a minute. Was he was had his leg cocked off.
It's just funny to me, man. Like I said, like, I mean, well, if that's the case then, you finna stop watching everything. You finna stop watching everything because every show now, hell, what show that don't got a gay character in it now?
But sometimes it's not as explicit, you know, it's not as, okay, maybe they kiss, but maybe it's a full-fledged bang. You see them whip it out. Now, wait a minute. Hold on, they whipped that out. They whipped that out.
Well, hell, let's go to Power. Let's go to Power. Everybody watch Power every week faithfully. But motherfuckers, nobody wanted to talk about the part where the gay son, he over there humping, he up at the college humping the old boy like 40 going north. And they're showing the intimate scene.
I mean, I would have watched
that
too,
I'm
but I would have
if you
bullshit.
Say, well, I'm not going to watch the show because it's a gay scene in it, you might as well quit watching TV.
Yeah, that's true. Every show got
a gay
scene.
Yeah, but when I know it's extra explicit, that's the thing. When I know it's raw and uncut, I'm a pass. Like I said, I'm just going to fast forward through.
You know
what?
Here's the thing. You're not going to know until you watch it. Like if you sit down, okay, like let's take, like see with me, I usually watch the recording of it. So you can like, but if you, let's just say you say, well, I'm for the, it come on at whatever time it come on and you watch it. You can't fast forward it then. You seeing it for the first time just like everybody else. Now, if you TiVoing it or, damn, I said TiVo, like that shit still do. DVR, all that shit. I mean, then, yeah, you fast forward now. You rewinding to say, well, I got to watch it over to make sure that part was okay. Then, well, damn, why you rewinding that part? I'm just saying it's on every show. Hell, damn, it's even in the cartoons. So what the fuck can you do?
I mean, just think about it, man. Some of the greatest shows on TV had gay, The Wire, gay characters, Sons of Anarchy. gay characters. All these gangster shows, Sopranos, gay characters. Every show got them. And why one of the main characters was a gay guy that everybody was scared of. Omar wasn't no joke. Gay is all outdoors.
I'm saying, man, it's just, I mean, it's entertainment, you know. And let me tell you what else is entertainment. Unbreakable, baby. The book is out. Go get it. Amazon, call me. Hit me up. Hey. Unbreakable. Let's get them. I have to do that cheap plug real quick. Oh, my God. So did you finish reading what you was reading, bro? Oh, shit, he done dropped off. God damn.
Mm.
I mean, looks like the host dropped off the show.
Maybe he lost connection. I don't know.
Oh, man, this has been a long day. But why
well,
you,
I don't
want
to jump in with y'all talking about y'all shows. Did y'all have something else y'all was about to talk about?
Oh, go ahead, baby, go ahead.
Because we were at work, and somebody had brought up, let's talk about sexual harassment and shit like that, like this whole... The whole Me Too movement and stuff like that, they was like, the first thing they should have done, and I guess somebody was making a joke. The first thing they should have done was arrest Pepe Le Pew, and I just bust out laughing. I said, that was a sexually harassing motherfucker, wasn't it?
Yeah, I remember saying that too, because she kept on back pushing him away, running. But you know why she kept running? Because he was a skunk and she was a cat. She
right.
Running.
You know what y'all ain't shit.
I mean, it was common sense.
Nigga, your ass stank.
I don't
feel like the same.
She want her own can.
Right.
You know what? I think I had that before. I think I had that queued up. Oh, man. I don't think I had. Hey, Peppy was a motherfucker, though. Yeah, I will admit that. Peppy was a motherfucker. Peppy was a... I mean, yeah... Yeah, if you gonna hit a motherfucker, you better get him first.
All right. I was cussing up.
Okay,
what the hell,
nah,
they fun. Gonna arrest. They need somebody needs to make a cartoon that would do that too. That'd be funny as hell when he getting arrested and shit.
Man,
like the Me Too movement, then caught up with Pepe Le Pew. That should be funny.
Shit, they done got Bill and everybody else. Shit, they might as well get his ass. But you know, they took him off all the cartoons. He's no longer
right.
He's no longer part of. He's no part of the whole little Bugs Bunny. Is they Warner Brothers?
Mm.
Yeah, they fired him. He got fired.
You know they ain't gonna do Oprah like it though.
You said they ain't gonna do who like that?
Oprah. You know, she was friends with Harvey Weinstein.
Shit, what
and
you mean?
Was
she still is shit. She doing her bread and butter.
Well, yeah. That. Yeah, you right about it. Mm-hmm.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
You said what?
Oh, okay. My damn phone dropped. You saying they fucked
up? Yeah,
that
is fucked up. Old Peppy.
They let him go, huh?
Yeah,
they
straight took his cartoon off.
He was the original motherfucker.
Exactly. That's what Jadeen was saying. That's where the Me Too movement should have started with his ass.
That motherfucker wasn't no joke when it came to that damn cat. And she would tell him, like, man, just leave me alone. Dang on. He wasn't trying to hear none of that shit. Hey baby.
And I mean, he was on her ass, too.
Right. Stalking. I mean, you got all type of charges.
You ain't lying about that.
Breaking and entering. He used to break in.
Breaking and entering.
Terroristic skunking.
You know what? Y'all ain't shit, boy. I tell you. And he thought he was a shit.
He thought he was a motherfucker, though. He thought he was a motherfucker. That motherfucker dressed up like a cat, changed his whole motherfucking outlook, got her in his arms, doing that sidewalk fair shit.
And the fact that she used to look so scared, that means...
Right, she looked terrified. Like,
I wish he'd not around this corner when I'm peeking around. Like, she was walking around on her tippy toes, trying to get to where she was going, worried about this motherfucker gonna show up.
Like,
well, y'all ain't shit, boy. I tell you, y'all the dirty motherfuckers.
Now, he wasn't shit. That wasn't shit.
Right. She had to do her escape moves. Remember, he thought he'd have her, and she'd slip out under his arms and shit. Like, God damn, I got to slip away from this motherfucker. She had to escape. All types of shit.
No, y'all keep fucking with Peppy like that. I got one for y'all. I got the background for y'all. All right, there we go. There go Peppy. Live breaking news. Peppy been to cut Peppy off. I got him live on the background. Look at him. That look like Sylvester he trying to fuck right there, though. I mean, yeah, Peppy was a motherfucker. God damn. Trying to find another one. Let me find another one. I mean, yeah, I gotta agree with y'all. Peppy was doing too goddamn much. So did anybody say? I mean, what did they say? Did anybody agree with it? Did they also feel like? Oh, God damn. Breaking news,
you
y'all.
Know, my boss is a woman, so she the one who said it. You know, all the men was like, oh, yeah, yeah. I'm like, what the hell, they not going to agree?
Yeah. Look at that. Breaking news, y'all. Peppy got a pistol to his head, y'all. Check out my background. I got Peppy with a pistol to his head.
Mm-mm.
He found out that this is what's going to happen. He going to find when he get them charges put on his ass. Boy, y'all is crazy.
Yo, Sylvester ain't playing.
Now, okay, in time, I know you don't want to hear about this, but in R. Kelly news, the jurors in Chicago, they're saying that they're going to let some jurors on who seen Surviving R. Kelly.
Who didn't
That's
see it?
My point exactly. Like, man, y'all just really like, fuck it. Y'all gonna hang that man out there to dry.
Yeah, he has no chance, man. And I read they froze his motherfucking commentary money.
Okay, but my thing is this, though. Where in the fuck, okay, and I know, like I said, we beating a dead horse with this, but I'm going to ask the question again. Where in the fuck, because they got this bitch out here gyrating, shaking her ass in the videos now, where in the fuck is the wife going to get arrested? Well,
they're going to end up locking more people up eventually. She ain't locked up yet.
Who video she in?
She's making her own now. She's making all these little videos where she's
but
shaking
you know she
her
was
ass
a choreographer too. She still might do it.
It looked like she tried to have some little ass work done. So now she look like this stick figure with two little humps on the back. Bitch, get your ass on and sit down somewhere. Right, but that's fucked up. I mean, y'all already know this motherfucker ain't getting out. So now y'all finna bring him back to Chicago. Y'all finna talk to Simone is on him. I guess they trying to make him the example.
Excuse me. And I believe they probably did stop his commissary. They stopped my commissary, and it was a soft four. So I know they probably stopped his commissary for the charges he got.
They didn't be messing with you.
Yeah, they froze his commissary. He got like, I think they read he had like 14,000 in there or something. And they froze it.
Yep, I had money. And they stopped my phone calls. They'll make sure your number don't work because you put in to make your phone calls so you can't call nobody.
I mean, why would they freeze? I mean, and I'm just asking, why did they freeze? Did they say why they froze his money?
They froze my money for assault four. But you see what I'm saying? So what do you think they're going to do to him?
I don't even know what assault four is, baby. You got to explain it to me.
Basically, you just got beat up, basically. You might have got bodily harm, but it wasn't real, real bad. Because they tried to hit me with a...
They tried to hit you with a who? Cole, still with us?
No, I don't hear.
Can't hear you, baby. I think you might have hit mute on.
Okay, my fault. Yeah, my fault.
Okay, so what is the assault for? Well, what is that?
The assault one is you damn near, you know, that's a lot of bodily harm, which is going to carry more time. You know, so I had to get it amended to assault four, you know. They was hurt, but they wasn't real hurt, so I'm not going to catch all of it. They ain't even getting ambulance. Oh.
Okay, so now what you're saying is because you had that case, they were freezing your... What did they tell you? What was they telling you?
They don't tell you nothing. They just being nasty. They can do it. And bailiffs and corrects, they can do what they want to do. They think it's funny. You see what I'm saying? They not there to help you.
Okay.
Yeah, just like when I got locked up, they stole like $600 from me before we went to booking.
Oh, well, that, yeah.
And I'm not a big repeat offender.
Okay, so you saying that? So Tom, are you saying that they froze his? He had 14,000 on his books, and they froze it.
Yeah, the article I read didn't say why they froze it. They just said that he don't have access to his commissary anymore. But they didn't give a reason why.
They probably figured. Then he in there paying for protection. So let's see if we freeze his money. How much protection can he get?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, man. I thought in prison you still got rights. You got a lot of them.
Well, like she said, they play a real dirty game with you.
No.
It goes out the window.
Yeah, that should be against the law, though, man. You shouldn't be able to just stop a motherfucker from getting his money. At least I don't think so. I don't know.
Well, and you know, here's the funny part about all that is that everybody was talking about all this shit. And, oh, okay, pull his music and all this. But now you hear shit back on the radio. And his streams
just like him.
His streams going through the roof. Dang, you really, and that, this is what I'm trying to tell people, like, y'all really think they finna get it? Okay, yeah, we take him off for a couple of months. But, man, they seeing that motherfucking revenue his music, she had dived and put his shit right back out there. And finna get paid like a motherfucker off of it.
Well, you know what they're going to do? They're going to release songs that he never released and said that he made this in prison.
They can do it.
Wouldn't you?
I would.
So would I. Let a motherfucker say, yeah, R. Kelly just made a new song. He just released this from prison. Everybody and mama going to get it. Ain't going to tell nobody when he got it, but motherfuckers going to go get it.
I'm going to tell you like this, dog. I guarantee you, and y'all hear it here first. Y'all hear it here first. R. Kelly is going to have a new album by next year.
I can see that.
R. Kelly's going to have a new album by next year.
5 years and release five songs for five new albums.
They still make money.
He did.
Like O.J. Simpson did. He made a lot of money while he was locked up.
Who you say?
Who did?
O.J. Simpson. While he was locked up, he was still making money.
Oh, yeah. Well, that motherfucker know how to make money. And he's definitely going to make money. Look. Man, Jive is a billion-dollar company. Nah, look here. Whatever prison that he got to go be in and this, that, and other. Look here, Robert. You're a phenomenon. And that's the fucked up part about it is that he's a phenomenon now. And shit. Make a couple of songs saying you sorry.
Man. I did see a video. We're gonna have some
money on your books and all that because you ain't getting out. Take care of your people. Me personally, if I was him, I'd be like, ain't a motherfucker y'all need to take care of. The way everybody turned their back on him. Ain't a motherfucker you need to take care of. Kids and all. Fuck them all.
But that's what he did. You was having sex with teenagers and having them eat your shit and pissing on them. Come on now. You can't just say, I don't care if that little girl walked in naked. You were supposed to turn the other way as a grown-up.
I agree. I totally agree. What I'm saying is that all these people knew the situation. Everybody knew. Mamas. Daughters. I mean, what I'm saying, his whole entourage, including family,
they all was wrong.
Knew this shit.
Yeah.
And nobody.
And then a lot of people were collaborating with.
Only reason you spoke up is because they threatened you with jail time. Other than that, none of y'all was going to speak up. None of y'all wasn't going to say shit. So fuck y'all. Y'all, it's not like y'all did the shit because it was the right thing to do. Y'all did the shit to avoid jail. So fuck.
But if you never did do it in the first place, you wouldn't have to worry about it.
You know what? That's true, but that's just like if a motherfucker shot your people. You
that's
either going to get revenge.
That's not the same thing. That's different.
Killing
somebody
is
not the same.
Can I finish what I'm
saying?
Taking
a child's livelihood.
I will stop asking you a question.
Go ahead.
Can I finish?
Go ahead.
If a motherfucker
shot your people.
If somebody shot your people, either you're going to, A, get revenge, B, tell. Well, there's a C. But walk away and act like nothing happened. Which one would you do?
I mean, it depends on the scenario.
Gotta, let me just ask this question. Well, I'm not gonna say which one would you do, because I don't want you to incriminate yourself. But would you do
C? I wouldn't, no way.
I'm saying, you ain't gonna do C though. You ain't gonna walk away and act like that.
But my
happened.
Thing is, that's two different scenarios. That's what I'm saying.
You got a bunch of people
standing
this motherfucker raping and abusing young girls, and nobody said shit.
Rape and murder. Sometimes murder is justified.
People, 9, 10, 12, 15 people. I mean, it's like I said, and I hate beating a dead horse because we always, every time his name comes up, we go back to this shit. But it's just the simple fact that motherfuckers just like, I just feel like shit. It's supposed to be more than just him in jail.
If somebody's supposed to tell you not to have sex with kids, I mean, you should already know this. You see what I'm saying? We all know this. It shouldn't even be
an issue. You know what? And if a motherfucker had sex with a kid around me, it's going to be an issue.
Yeah, but it's okay for him.
That's because he has the money.
I don't care what you get. It's still not okay.
Hold on. I don't know if this is, we agree on that, but all I'm saying is that the motherfuckers that are around him is just as fucked up as sick too.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. All of them. Everybody.
You're going to sit there and bring no motherfucker. Man, I seen this motherfucker play on my daughter. Oh, man, I'm for the brain.
You were basically an accessory. Yeah, you was accessory
exactly.
to what was going on, basically. Mm-hmm. Guilty by association. That's what you are, because you knew what he was doing. And he's going to tell. He's going to tell it.
I wonder what changed. I mean, I know it's a different time now, but what made it okay back then and not okay now?
I don't think it was okay then either. They did it.
It was okay because my great grandmother told me it was okay. I mean, I talked to her numerous times.
I mean, it's
she
okay
was
13, for you.
And she was 13. I'm just saying, you know, she was 13 and hell, he was in his 20s, almost 30 years old.
A lot of that did go on. A lot, and you know what? You're right. A lot of that did go on back then because, and us as kids, we didn't realize that a lot of people got grandparents that granddaddy passed away way quicker than granny.
Right.
And it's like, well, shit, he was 30 years older than us. He was 20 years older than us.
Right.
So, yeah, it did go
on.
But at
the same time, he probably wasn't making them eat their own feces and doing all that other. You get what I'm saying?
No,
it was that time. That's what they did.
I think more or less the question is, when did they say, okay, all right, y'all doing too much. Enough is enough.
That's not appropriate. You know what I'm saying? I'm just wondering, when did it change? Like, I know it's not appropriate either way. I'm just wondering, because I know it used to be done so often back then. That was just the thing to do. And I know sometimes women got married off and didn't want to get married. You know what I'm saying? I know that was the case as well. But a lot of times these women, you know, the girls, or I ain't going to say women, but these girls did, you know, get with these men that were older. And it was okay back then. So I'm just wondering, when did that change, or when did that whole thing transition to becoming inappropriate? That's what I'm wondering. Like, what happened?
You know what happened when it started happening to them wholesome-ass white girls? That's when it became a problem. None of this shit was happening. You remember all these Hollywood ladies? You know, the stars that you see in the movies all the time?
Mm-hmm.
They wasn't doing shit until they started speaking up. When they started speaking up about Harvey Weinstein, that's when all of a sudden, now it's a problem. You know what I mean? Just like with the Olympics. It didn't matter when that shit was happening to Simone Biles. But when it started happening to the white gymnasts, it became a problem. As long as it was happening in the dark communities, they don't care. But when it started hitting, just like, okay, I'll give y'all a prime example. When crack first came out, they was locking everybody up for crack. Everybody. Mm-hmm. Whether you was a user or a seller,
anyway.
you was getting locked up. But then when this, what's the new, the Spinto shit?
That new one, heroin.
They send them motherfuckers to the motherfucking hospital. They get them help.
That was the judges and doctors, grandkids.
But it was a drug that white people was taking. They wasn't locking the white people. When it was crack, it was an epidemic. But when it was that fentanyl shit, now they need help. It's all about the color of your skin, man. That's when it becomes a problem. When it's happening in the black community, it's all good. Soon as it spread out to the white community, now it's a problem. Same thing with AIDS. When AIDS first came out, it was only affecting gay men. Nobody didn't have a problem with it. But then when it started affecting white people, now we got to find a cure. That's all I'm saying, man. It's all about the color of your skin.
You know what?
Those are facts.
I can actually go with what you're saying. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I think a lot of things, like I believe crack was supposed to be sold in the black communities and, you know, tear down the black communities and this, that, and the other. And it did. It did. But they didn't They didn't expect that shit to cross over.
Exactly.
To them white boys. When them white motherfuckers started smoking and getting high and that shit started feeling good and the white motherfuckers started, oh, Lord, wait a minute. We gotta stop this shit now.
Same thing with that
shit. The whole thing is when
the white man drug.
When you buy, and this is the part that just always just rubbed me the wrong fucking way. You get caught with four or five dimes. You looking at 5 to 20 years. You get caught with 4 or 5 dimes. You get caught with a whole kilo, you do 6 months in the federal prison. And their reason being is because, well, the kilo, he just had it. The rock, it was intent to distribute. That's what you get the time for, the intent.
Well, if I got a kilo, what the fuck you think I ain't finna distribute this shit?
Right, what the fuck you think I'm finna do with this kilo? Snort this whole motherfucker up?
It's all about the color of your skin, man, especially when it comes to American justice. When it comes to the justice system.
What happened is that these motherfuckers start getting them kilos. Now they like, oh, shit, these black motherfuckers getting kilos now. Oh, well, we got to change this now. They got to get some motherfucking time now. You got to get the time. But at first, man, when that shit, the 80s and all that shit, when that crack rock first came out, motherfuckers could have a whole kilo and do 6 months. Motherfucker get caught 5-6 rocks, he doing 5 to 20.
And then they came out with that 3-strike law then, too.
Oh, that was right. Okay, well, we're going to hit you right here. First, we're going to give you the 2 years. Then we're going to give you the 4 years. Then we're going to give you the... Now you're a 3-time felon. Now you get life.
That was designed to take the fathers out of the home.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. I was a guest speaker at a seminar for mass incarceration on the black community. And I did talk about all that stuff. I thought everybody knew. I had that whole room in tears when they did all them folks that didn't look like me. after I got to explaining the things that people go through and, you know, how people are systematically held down, whether you try or not, it's still going to happen.
It happens every day. It happens every single day. And the killing part about it is you got a lot of white people out here that don't even believe this type of shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
They think we making this shit up.
No,
you can have a black guy, you can have a black guy and a white guy charged with the exact same crime. The exact same crime in front of the same judge, but the black guy gets 10 years, the white guy gets 6 months. But the exact same crime.
I just watched that a judge in California, a black woman and a white woman, same charges, predominantly, the black woman was predominantly, you know, she was doing a thing in the neighborhood and all this, went out with some friends, drunk driving, had a car accident. They gave that lady 2 years in prison. White woman came right behind her, right behind her, and got 6 months probation. But just so happened, there was a guy in there with his phone recording it. Same charges.
And people don't believe
nothing
they
was
don't
different.
Believe
white woman went out with some friends, had a car accident. Nobody was killed. They gave her 6 months probation. Black woman, same scenario, went to a party, had some drinks, had a car accident, nobody was killed. Gave her 2 years in prison.
It's a shame, man. He kept
walking up to the woman, was like, "So do you believe in white privilege? Do you believe what just happened in that courtroom was white privilege?" Lady looking dead in the face, like, "Yeah, it was." Mm-hmm. She heard the same. She was terrified because she just heard. She was up for the same charges, the exact same charge. She just heard this judge give this black woman 2 years in prison. Same charges. Nothing was different. Nothing was different probably
you know
with
what?
The location.
They
gave her
6 months
probation.
For robes and badges. That's why.
Well, I'll tell y'all this one. It was this black woman. She was a felon. I don't know. Y'all probably heard this story. It was all over the news. She was a felon. But she got all her stuff in order, right? So she was able to vote. So, you know, the court people told her that she can go vote. So she went and voted. Turned out that the court people gave her bad advice, so she wasn't able to vote. She wasn't able to vote. But they charged her anyway. They gave her 4 years. Even though the court said it was our fault, she shouldn't have to go to jail because we told her that she can go vote. You know what I'm saying? You know the parole people. They gave her 4 years. Turn around, white guy, owed it for his mother who was dead. His mama dead. He filled out his mother's voting card. He got probation. Black woman got 4 years. And they told her that she can do it. The parole people said, no, don't send her to jail because it was our fault. We taking the blame for this. They still gave that woman 4 years. White guy voted for his mama who was dead. She'd been dead like 10 years. He voted anyway, signed his mama name. He got probation. Black woman got 4 years. And it wasn't even her fault. People came and said, hey, it was our fault. She shouldn't have to go to jail. They still said that.
I don't know why they give all this power to these judges. I think that it should just be a blanket sentence, like number of years for certain crimes. And then I think the only, you know, things I feel like they should have sentencing for is maybe like more capital crimes and stuff like that. But, you know, that would get rid of all of that, you know, if all the sentencing is the same.
Well, technically it is like
but
that.
But even when they make mistakes, they don't even fix it.
The judge has discretion. Like the crime may be, okay, he has to do at least 2 years, but it can be up to 7. The judge has discretion to give you 2 years or 7. You see what I'm saying? It's up to the judge to scout. But I agree with you. The judge shouldn't have that much power.
Right. And then the judges mess up a lot. And then the people over the judges are messed up, too. That's what happened to me. The judge messed up, and I went to the executive director. That's a prosecutor's boss. Hey, y'all messed up the deal. She said, we can't do nothing for you. I said, what? We know we wrong. You right, but we can't fix it. I'm in the process of figuring some stuff out from that now because I recorded all of it. That's not going to fly with me.
That is so
fucking unbelievable. That's fucking unbelievable for them to say, oh, yeah, we fucked up, but oh, well. It's fucking unbelievable. I believe you, but it's just so fucked up. Like, wow.
Right.
Okay, we know we fucked up, but
I'm
wrong,
but I'm not going to fix it.
Nah,
just like the two twins, the two white girls, they got raped. They said they got raped, but they got raped by their cousin. But they said the black man did it. He was in jail for forever. It was over 40 years. He was in jail. They don't even want to pay that man. He said he wanted $1 billion. I would too.
Well, they did just
they
lock up that one judge that was sentencing all the black kids to prison for money. Y'all see that case?
Mm-hmm. No,
He got this side deal going on with the prison. Well, I'm going to send y'all these kids. You know, the prison like, well, you send us the kids, we're going to send, you know, however many kids you send us, we're going to send you that much money. Been doing this shit for years. And he's only
getting
black kids. This
traffic warrants, these motherfuckers just getting 5-6 years.
He's sentencing these kids to prison and getting paid for every kid that he sentenced to just to this one particular little jail. Whoever he sent there, they send him a check. And been doing it for years. They just caught his ass. They just arrested him like a couple days ago.
When he gonna get his commissary, it's soon calling him, that's what he do.
But this world is so fucked up, man. Especially for it's rough for black kids, man. The black youth, and people say these motherfuckers out of control. Shit, that's one of the reasons why. Because they are set up to fail from the day they born. Most of the time, they daddy in jail or he ain't around. And then mama got all these other different motherfuckers coming in and out of the house.
Well, before we get out of here, man, let me give a shout out to DeVille, you know what I'm saying, having us on the air once again back this week. Y'all know how we do it. Check out the next shows coming up. Y'all know. Much love to y'all people. And we see y'all on the bill next week.
Oh, all
right, go ahead, dog. Continue.
I'm just saying, shout out to my man, Sandy. And everybody else is down with the bill. All right, let's get the hell up out of here, man.
All right, well, sure. Let's go. Nicole, you got any last words for us before we get the fuck out of here?
I'm probably going to take this last little drink. You know, my birthday ain't over yet.
I'm going to say once again, happy birthday from everybody in Sin City.
I appreciate it.
That's what's up. Janine, what you got for us?
Oh, good talking to y'all. Good show. I'll be back next week.
Janine, you sound like you about to pass the fuck out.
You do sound tired.
You really sound tired.
This is my relaxed voice.
Wow. Okay. Big dog, what you got for us?
I hate to hear you when you talk. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Peace, love, head grease. God bless. Good night. Everybody stay safe.
Oh, check this out, y'all. Once again, Unbreakable, baby. Go get y'all a copy. You know what I'm saying? Amazon.com/Unbreakable/Zachary Scott. Yeah, I hate giving her my whole name, but hey, y'all check that out. You know what I'm saying? This is just part one. Like I said, man, shit. I was sitting down writing so good today, shit. I didn't even want to get on the show. That's how hot part two going to be. So y'all better get caught up right now. Unbreakable. Check us out. You dig? Oh, check us out at CatZone.com, too. Got that going on. Still got SinCityRadioShow.org. Hey, we still out here doing the shit. We still doing the shit. I check out the cartoons, movies, everything. Everything's still going and getting stronger. All right, y'all. We up out this bitch. Peace.